following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flicks and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
The voice is super sexy, actually, though, so it's not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas and maybe a ketchup bun. I don't know. Great twist in that movie, left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
Time travel!
Thank you for tuning in to our episode.
Sorry, everybody. I'm arguing with John.
Flicks. I'm Garrett.
I'm Adam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Josh, too.
As in dose, but you should also know that John doesn't take it that, or Josh doesn't take it that it is inferior. You could also accept Josh B or Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Thunder.
Yes.
Never mind. Refer to me as Chocolate Thunder.
Name the movie.
Captain Hat.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Me either.
It was terribly good.
And you're ugly just like your mom.
I heard it was
just
really like bad. Maybe I'll put that in for bad movies this week.
Dude, do it.
Or, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Or the Garfield movie.
Oh, my God.
Which one? True. There's two.
The first one?
The second one's worse.
I never saw it, but I believe it.
Oh, I got one. Trolls.
Okay.
I like that movie.
The animated movie Trolls.
It's very happy, and the soundtrack
Justin
is nice.
Justin Timberlake's in it. So yeah. Anna Kendrick.
Oh, fantastic.
Which one's Justin Timberlake? Fantastic. Is he the main...
He's the gray one.
Yeah, okay. That's why he had such a beautiful voice when he sang. He is beautiful.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I really enjoyed Tombstone.
It was so great. Good.
So that was our homework for the...
Finally, good homework.
I have seen that movie hundreds of times.
It's worth it. It was only my second time watching it, and I'm really glad I was able to
skin that
sit down
smoke wagon.
There's a ton of one-liners in there.
Jerk that pistol and go to work.
Wa-ack. Whatever do you mean?
The fighting's begun, so either get to fighting or get to getting.
Yep.
So Jesus. Good.
Good fart, John.
Thank you.
I'm proud of that one.
It was quality.
I hope that comes up on the mic.
It had a good rumble.
It could. I heard it.
Like the guy said, it's super quotable. Val Kilmer steals the show.
He'd say it's also Val Kilmer's best movie, in my opinion.
Ever.
Yeah. Never was a big Val Kilmer fan.
I ain't got anything against the guy, but...
You don't want to hang with the boys when he's Iceman?
No, I'm good.
That's what he was in!
Yeah. Top Gun.
Fuck, I could not, for the life of me, remember.
He's also Batman once.
Yeah, he was.
And Jim Morrison.
And Jim Morrison, he was in The Doors, yeah. He's also in Heat. He's got a big part in Heat.
He is also in a movie called, like, Wyatt Earp Legend of Something or Other, like, in 2012.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm. Double dipping in the inkwell, huh?
He was. He's just like, I'm coming back as Earp this time! It's like, but you were better as Doc.
You were. You know, Frederick fucking Chopin.
That was really good.
Doc steals the show. There's no way that, like, you can't go about that watching that movie and not quote him for the rest of your life. Like,
We cross?
I think I hate you.
Antichrist.
We can be friends again.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an oak.
I'm an oak, all right.
So good. That whole movie is just...
I like everything about it except for the last third. Where they decide that we're just going to blow through the rest of the movie.
The ending's going
to
be over super quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I rather enjoyed all the killing montages.
Because
if you're going to have a montage, it should
be
a montage of cowboys slaying cowboys.
That was such a ridiculous montage.
There were two of them.
You also could, like, they specifically, like, made you hear the whistle of the bullet going through the barrel, like the spin of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it sounded like it was winding up.
I like the one where the guy's all fucked up, and then he reaches and the...
That's a gun. Yeah.
Oh, that was probably my favorite scene. He's reaching for the opium pipe.
Oh, that's right,
and then
he
thinks it's a pipe, so he just goes to grab it, and he just puts his mouth on the end of the gun. Cuts away. Blammo.
There are, I mean, the movie is framed around the gunfight at the OK Corral, which happens halfway through the movie, and that's probably one of the best Western gunfights.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one off the top. Like, maybe there's one in 310 to Yuma that's pretty good, but I can't think of one in modern cinema that's...
Kevin Costner's Wyatt Earp has really good gunfights.
Sure it does.
Magnificent Seven's got some pretty good gunfights.
Yep.
Which one?
The one with...
The new one. Yeah. There's a couple good gunfights in that movie.
Is it the one that's supposed to be the fight at the OK Corral? Dude, is that the one in the middle of the day?
Yeah, where Sam Elliott shows up. We're here to disarm you. Throw off your hands.
I didn't know that was based on the gunfight at OK Corral.
It's at the OK Corral in the movie.
They're hanging out behind the OK Corral.
I didn't catch it.
There's a sign over them walk towards it.
It's huge, and it says OK Corral.
Yeah. Totally didn't notice that at all.
Man. So then... the scene where Kurt Russell is like, "Tell him I'm coming for him, and hell's coming with me."
Oh, it's right outside the train when his brother goes away. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, "Where's Wyatt?" And he's like, "Right behind you." Boom.
Stillwell.
That shit was nasty.
Dude with a shotgun is fucking pimp.
So there's a great supporting cast in this too. You got Sam Elliott, Bill Paxton, rest in peace. Billy Zane is the actor. Powers Booth is the main cowboy.
Billy Zane shows up in Mean.
Did you know the narrator was supposed to be the main bad guy?
Really?
Yeah, but he injured himself horseback riding before the movie, so they had to switch him out, and he became the narrator.
A bummer.
Wyatt Earp and the Cowboys.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the bad guy, though. And I was bummed, because I was like, I'd be interested to see...
mm-hmm.
Although, who did the main bad guy?
Powers Booth.
Yeah.
He still did a really good job.
Everybody who was born is thank you to Powers Booth.
Yeah, he's good.
I liked his crazy scene where he's fucking hammered and he's just fucking going around shooting all crazy and like shooting at the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He kills the marshal. He's like, "What's up, Fred? Fred!
Yeah.
Fred, you dead?"
Super good. And then out of nowhere, Wyatt Earp knocks him out.
Yep.
Also, that scene where that guy's like, "I'll fight you right now, I ain't afraid of you." And then he just pulls his pistol out of his belt and smacks him on the top of the head, and you're just like, "Oh, you bitch."
I mean, back to supporting cast members, though, there's Michael Biehn as Ringo, and Ringo's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm. Who's Michael Biehn?
He's Corporal Hicks in Aliens, he's Kyle Reese in Terminator, and he's Ringo in the movie you just watched.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great supporting actor.
Yeah, and then we cannot not mention... Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
That was him.
I went and looked
on the IMDb and like I scrolled down. I was like, oh, his name would have been on the list by now. Maybe it just looks like Billy Bob. Oh, really? Yeah, when I went to the IMDb, totally.
Yeah, he's in one scene.
It. Yeah.
No, he's in two scenes technically, but he's great.
Mm-hmm. Comes back with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing
I like there? How they just roll in town, too, and they're just like, well, it's been 24 hours, and we're now in the mining business and own 25% of the games in the tavern. Just like, wow, this man gets shit done.
That's how it goes, man.
They should call it and then they never talk about it again. They just have enough money to do whatever they want.
Yeah. Convenient.
Some of the fucking lines Sam Elliott says in this movie is like, "I'm walking around the town, and it's like they're slapping me in the face." Because of how scared they are and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love fucking Sam Elliott. He is a treasure.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's beef. It's What's for Dinner.
Yeah.
He's the narrator in Big Lebowski.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's the Marble Man in Thank You for Smoking.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
He's in that Netflix original.
Oh, yeah, The Ranch.
The Ranch.
Yeah,
fucking love that show, too.
That's really good.
Yeah, everybody just loves Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Everybody loves Sam Elliott, though.
There's no reason not to.
He's got... Man, that voice.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to start narrating fucking...
Docs.
Yeah, books. Dude. Documentaries.
Or books. Yeah, both.
Dude, today at work, we listened to Samuel Jackson reads Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Have you ever heard
Children's book. It's so awesome.
So there's that, and then there's LeVar Burton doing the same
thing. I like that one.
LeVar Burton's great.
I don't know who LeVar Burton is.
Jordy LaForge.
Oh, Reading Rainbow.
Rainbow as well. I never watched Reading Rainbow, so I know him as Jordy.
Also, get Jordy your bad movies in.
Mm-hmm.
Bad movies in.
Yeah.
The worst of the worst.
Anything super shitty, super campy, throw that shit in.
The Crow.
I'm sorry, what?
We've done the Crow.
It's been done to death, like Brandon Lee.
Oh, rough.
Just throw him in at any point when you got him.
So let's go ahead and score
Brandon Lee movie?
Tombstone.
Was there
another Tyler one? Came and watched it with us. He gave it a 9, mm-hmm. I was told.
He did, yes.
Why did he get to count it?
I was supposed to.
Because he watched it with us on Tuesday night.
Okay.
Adam didn't.
I didn't. Yeah. I took a nap after work, my body just went into a 3-hour coma, and I woke up at like 8, and then couldn't get back to sleep, and was tired as fuck the next day at work. But yeah, Tyler went and watched it. He gave it a 9. I'm giving it an 8.5. I really like that movie. Actually, no, I'm also giving it a 9. Now that I'm thinking about it, not a lot wrong with that movie.
I give it an 8.5.
7.
There you go.
Pretty solid.
It's good, but it's stilted in places, and I have a
lot of. I'm going to give it a 9 as well.
So what? 3 9s, an 8.5, and a 7 divided by 5?
Yeah, I'm doing the math right now.
No, you are flipping through your phone.
No, I'm to get to the calculator.
He's looking at porn, folks. Don't let his quick tabbing fool you. Don't believe him. Don't ever believe him.
Well, that's
not right. Percent?
Yes,
it
is.
Yeah, you'd fuck that up real bad.
42.9%.
Oh, well, it's the same percent button again.
Yeah.
There's the division
button.
There you
go, yeah.
They're very similar.
5.
Thank you. 8.5.
All right, 8.5 is a good score.
Struggling today.
That's what I gave it.
I actually...
Yeah, wow, you're spot on.
Yeah.
What are you looking up the...
Metacritic?
I was just going to see what IMDb had Tombstone at.
90? No, it was like at 80. I don't remember. I looked 93. It up.
93. Shit.
Yeah. 7.8.
Ah, so they're a little below closer. Us.
If we were
no,
going by...
the Rotten Tomato the critic score was like a 90.
Ah.
Or not critic score, the Rotten Tomato
people score.
Yeah.
Purple score.
Certified fresh.
Purple score.
Actually, we'll leave the IMDb tab open just in case we have to call on that later.
Yep.
All right, so do we want to get in the news? Do we have to?
What else are we going to do?
We could party.
I'll just sit here and jerk off and look at the camera.
Whoa.
Not each other.
That's a different show.
Just slowly.
I'm in if you're in.
You'd rather watch it on camera?
Well, I
want to
see it.
Josh, come back and jerk with us, buddy.
That way he can watch and not have to make eye contact.
Right.
I'm really stoked on this news.
I actually am more excited about this news the more I think about it.
Well, there's a sequel?
Assassin's Creed television
not
show.
Not a sequel. There will be well, Ubisoft is in works of making a television show happen.
With?
No idea yet.
Okay.
They're targeting Netflix.
They're targeting Netflix as its home. At least that's what the rumor is, but
because
really,
they're smart if they do.
Yeah, I agree. I think
Netflix would do it justice.
I think well, Netflix only buys the material once it's sold to them. I mean, they do have their own original stuff, but
is that how a sale works?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, just because it airs on Netflix doesn't mean that it's a Netflix original. Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
but yeah, my wording is bad.
I thought they were looking at Netflix to do the show.
No, I mean they might go that way. Right now, it just seems that Ubisoft wants to do an Assassin's Creed television show. But it's in such its early stages.
So
that
my problem with Assassin's Creed
is everything in the future or in the modern time.
Yeah, the animus stuff. It just takes away because everything in the olden times is always way cooler.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but it's got to be a reason, right? What if they took that out?
What if they just at the start of every episode send him into the animus, and at the end of every episode he comes out?
That's
what if,
what's supposed to happen.
Well, there are a few times where you're forced out of it, but it's not that often. My biggest probably Assassin's Creed 4 was probably the worst one because it was
first person.
It not only was a first person, but it felt like you spent more time in current time than any other game.
Yeah.
Like it forced you in like solid 20-30 minute chunks to not be an assassin.
Do you ever play the sequels to 2, Brotherhood and
Revelations? I played one of them. I played the one that takes place in Rome. Brotherhood, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the first one's in Italy, the second one's in Rome, and then the
third one's
in the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah, so it was the second one that I played.
Yeah, you never... And Brotherhood and Revelations, you never leave the Animus.
Nope.
You're in there the whole time.
Yeah.
It's really good.
The only reason why I understand the modern-day storyline is because it lets them leapfrog through points of time and use a different main character for almost every game, so I kind of get it. That way it can still make sense.
I like the points in time because it brings to mind the fact that, like, or the future time, because it lets the viewer know that all this battle is still going on. The Templars are still fighting the Assassins, and you really, in the first one, you don't know who's controlling you until the very end of it.
That's true. Actually, yeah, the stuff out of the Animus in the first one was probably the best.
Yeah.
Because it felt like a fucking mystery.
Yeah.
That you were trying to solve.
And then the cool stuff is,
I didn't
like
being left
happens.
In my room in the first one.
Well, yeah, but later on, though, the bleed starts to happen, and you get the eagle vision in real life, and you're like, holy shit, what is going on?
But, I like the movie. I thought they did a good job.
I haven't seen
the movie. There's a lot of hate on it, but I actually thought it was pretty fun. So,
Is it really like 70-30 as far as real world and Animus?
I don't know if it's quite that high. There's definitely a lot of real world, but the cool thing about the real world in the movie is
he almost dies.
Well, not just that. He's with a bunch of other people, like in this.
He's
like
the,
building
the
like
Animus,
a. It's like we'll call it like a hospital wing. It looks like. And all these other people
Research
are, like,
center.
failed people that were before him in the Animus
mm-hmm.
that couldn't get them what they wanted,
oh,
that
right.
were a part of that bloodline. But there's a lot of really interesting stuff that happens between him and them.
Okay.
Because they think he's going to lead them to it, but they're all a part of that, we'll call it a brotherhood, you know, that wants to keep the secret.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure out if they can trust him or if they need to stop him.
I also fucking...
It was a good movie.
I really dig the idea of memories being implanted in DNA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a fun idea.
Because that's happened recently. Someone encoded, like a gigabyte's worth of data onto DNA?
Well, a lot of scientists and researchers also think it's possible. That's why we get some of our fears from,
Like snakes, spiders, stuff like that, that back in the day were a way bigger threat
clowns,
because you had no
demon
medicine.
Demon clowns that hide in sewers?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was that's from our ancestors back in the day. Big, you don't remember the clown massacre of
1833? 1066. That was in Ireland, yeah.
I was just going to go back none so far.
You know what caused a potato famine? Demon clowns.
Demon clowns. But anyways, I'm intrigued. If Ubisoft...
That's actually... Ubisoft is how you're supposed to say it.
If they do make the show, I will check it out.
Well, for
I'm
sure,
not
yeah.
guaranteeing
yeah.
I'll follow the whole goddamn thing, but I will check
I'll
it out.
I'll give it a couple episodes.
You know why I didn't watch the movie?
Why?
Because Kanye's song was in the trailer, and I was like, nope, I'm out. They're really going the wrong way with this shit. What's it like to have all that get the fuck out of here.
True detective. Your very first step was wrong, and I'm out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have watched any True Detective before.
Yes.
I've only seen the first
season.
Yeah.
That season specifically.
Yep. The first season was amazing. Once I found out that the first season didn't have, or the second season didn't have the same people in it, I said, I don't give a fuck. But they are working on, HBO's working on season 3. The first two episodes have been, the first draft of the scripts have been written. So it's coming along, but it's coming along slowly.
Do we know any idea of stars?
No, not at all.
I would like to see Idris Elba and...
Matthew McConaughey?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was... Russ?
Yeah.
He was the
Who's
best
the guy that
the...
plays Cottonmouth in a...
Oh, fuck. His name is Marsahala Ali.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would accept him as well.
In Georgia? That'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah,
I know I'm really profiling there, but...
No, but I'm just saying, like,
good.
It would be good. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm. Florida?
Virginia.
What about the guy that plays Dokes from fucking Dexter? Him and Idris Elba.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Basically, I think you could take the guy who played Cottonmouth and put him anywhere on the East Coast, and he'd be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As long as the East Coast. I don't
you
think
don't
he's very West
LA.
Coasty.
I can see him in
LA.
Like LA.
Capitol
yeah.
Records or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him in LA. Fair enough.
Working for Death Row.
Right, there you go. Speaking of Death Row, are you going to see the new Tupac movie?
I haven't heard
There's
anything about
Tupac
it.
Oh, yeah.
Movie?
Yeah, Tupac starring
All Eyes
in
on
it.
Me.
Really?
Yeah. We'll watch the trailer
From
after
the grave.
Show.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Do they use a hologram of him?
I don't know if I'd be too
excited.
I just couldn't help the Tupac thing.
The new Tupac biopic. How about that? It's done by the same crew that did Notorious.
Mm.
And Notorious
I never saw
was good.
Notorious, but I heard it was really good.
Also, Straight Outta Compton, those guys. The guys who did that movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't see Straight Outta Compton.
That was good.
That was real good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's been a good day.
I did not know that Eazy-E died of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea until that movie. Totally thought he just got shot as well.
They all get shot.
Nope. I mean, I suppose you could call me a racist.
So we know there's a season 3. We know they've written 2 episodes.
That's it.
But we don't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a load of shit. McConaughey said he'd come back.
Yeah, but he's also in the middle of he's also in the middle of doing Dark Tower right now. So depending on when HBO tries to get
Dark Tower
this out,
is supposed to be good.
Dude. It's got Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey in it. I'm already on board.
Dude,
my stepdad's a huge, huge Stephen King fan. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, we've got a bookcase of all Stephen King's hardbound first editions.
Oh, wow.
Don't piss that man off.
No.
He knows some
He knows how to hobble people.
Dude, right?
Oh,
dude, what is that book? What is that movie where she takes the right...
Misery.
Oh, God.
That's a Stephen King book.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That one is fucked up where she just keeps breaking his fucking kneecaps.
Ankles.
Ankles.
She puts a 4x4 between his ankles.
And then hits one side.
Yeah. Hobbles him.
God.
I saw a fucking meme of that character and says, "You're not fangirling hard enough until you hobble your favorite author."
Jesus.
Not wrong.
You ever see the video of the lady that freaks out of the bookstore?
Mm-hmm.
And then straight freezes afterwards? Like, she goes on for a good, like, 4 minutes of screaming, and then she just stops, like...
My brain broke.
Dude, she does. And then she just goes...
Somebody broke time.
And then afterwards she just goes, "Oh, do you have any of this?" Like, all normal. And there's, like, a whole, like, group of people behind her, like, "What the fuck?"
Let me guess. She's white.
Yes.
Yeah.
Middle-aged. She's got that haircut that's shorter in the back and comes down forward.
What?
No. It's the one that's really short in the front and it kind of has a part. And then goes crazy in the back.
No, she just has a ponytail. But yeah, she's freaking out because they don't have the book. So she's like, "Check again! How could you not have it?"
I thought she meant freak out like a fangirl.
Oh,
oh,
I've
she does.
Seen that. No.
She screams about how he's the best author ever, and she can't understand why they wouldn't have his books.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like nothing you've ever heard of. She's like yelling about it, and you're just like, "Who?" Like...
So, Peter Baelish has been attached to...
Peaky Blinders.
There you go.
Yes.
A little wiener as well.
Yeah.
A little wiener.
So that's really it. No idea as far as who he's playing.
Dude, as soon as I did it, I was just like, "What was that noise?" And it just came out of my mouth.
Do you often say that about things that come out of your
mouth? Yes.
What was that?
It just came out of my mouth.
You know, I live a crazy life.
Adam liked that one.
So, other than a little wiener, what is he attached to?
Next season of Peaky Blinders, which will be season 4. No word on who is playing, what type of character it will be, whether, you know, it'll be an enemy or an ally.
I'm
going to
say
like
an
that.
Underhanded, clever motherfucker.
I would
That's
imagine.
That's typecasting,
so.
John.
Yep. I'm just trying to do what Hollywood does.
Wow.
You did it once, you could do it again. That's all they do.
But that's pretty much it for there. If you like him in Game of Thrones, you like Peaky Blinders, they're going to come together.
Hollywood, whatever.
It's BBC.
Okay,
Peaky Blinders
British Hollywood.
BBC?
Yeah,
it's not Netflix.
Yeah. A lot of really good shows come from BBC,
fuck
man.
Fuck yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Those guys know what the fuck they're doing.
They know storytelling.
They also know how to keep things short and how to end things.
Yes.
Short and sweet. Here's your story. Boom.
The one thing I'm upset about, though, is that Spaced isn't longer.
I've never seen it.
Never heard of it.
Edgar Wright's first thing with Simon Pegg.
Mm-mm.
It's 2 seasons of 6 episodes each, half an hour. All comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really good. There's
I'll have to check it out.
You know when you were a kid and you used to go pew, 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 pew with your friends and shit? There's a whole 10-minute scene of that with a grown people
having
going,
a
like,
finger gun fight?
Like, and adding guns like and shit. It's amazing. It's shot like an action movie. So there's like slow motion diving through the air. Spaced, yeah.
I'll have to check with you. Netflix?
I like Simon Pegg. No, he's funny.
That's all right. I know,
but
I can find it.
It's one of Simon Pegg's first shows.
First roles?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
But back to the news. That's pretty much it for Little Wiener.
All right, Little Wiener.
So did you guys ever watch the show Cash Cab?
Fuck, yes, I did. We got a red light challenge!
Yeah. That was one of the only game shows that I actually liked. I thought it was pretty rad.
Also, like... It's free cab fare, man.
Exactly.
and you just get to, it's one of those ones where you could jump in, and you don't have to watch the whole episode, you just watch one ride, and then
exactly.
You just, like, move on.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that answer! I could totally win Cash Cab!
I was actually, while I was looking for the picture to show for the stream tonight, well, it was literally this photo, but it was memed, and it said, whatever his name was, making dumb fucks walk since 2005.
Oh, yeah, what is his name?
Something Bailey. Bill Bailey?
No, Gordon Bailey sounds about right.
I think they're both Bill Bailey.
I'll check it.
It won't matter because he won't be back. Cash Cab is coming back, but he will not be the driver anymore, unfortunately. I liked him. What they're going to do is get...
He's driving a real taxi now.
They're going to get celebrities to drive, but you know for a fact that the celebrities will be people that their day is come and gone. You know, or B-listers, or who the fuck is that person?
I don't know, man. I would love to see an episode with Matt Damon.
I doubt Matt Damon is going to do
this. Just dropping some knowledge bombs on people in the cab.
It's going to be like the sister from Seventh Heaven. Or stupid shit like that.
I don't think so.
What's her fucking name? I lost it, man. Jessica Biel. Seventh Heaven.
Really?
Yeah, that's her first show.
I didn't know that. I just picked a random show and a random family member.
She posed in Playboy to get off the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that why she did that?
Yeah. Rachel has Zombievers.
Hey, Adam brought that once, but it didn't get picked.
Haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so I haven't seen Zombievers.
Is that some Facebook ones?
If it gets picked, are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
We'll expect you on Tuesday night.
Okay.
We start at 6. Don't be late. I honestly think they'll probably get some decent celebrities. There'll probably be some old-timers in there, but I think if that's going to be like a big trope on your show, I think they can't really just pull like really obscure people. Who the fuck's driving the cab?
Wasn't that on Discovery Channel?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. I think it was Discovery.
Who the fuck do you get in there like from Discovery? Like if it was on CBS, you get like Stephen Colbert one day.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Because he works for your network.
Yeah, exactly.
I would hope they dress him up funny.
I would love Stephen Colbert to just be my taxi driver.
So, you know, Bilbo is actually not the first Baggins to have a ring.
Do you think they're going to pimp the shit out of the van nowadays instead of just the flashing checkers on the roof?
No, because they want to keep it... Well, low pro. The interior, maybe.
The
exterior, probably not.
Well, it'll still have to look like a regular cab until he flicks the thing, because they don't want people to open it and be like, and immediately, like, you want him to get into the car and have the camera on him before you so you get that reaction shot.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine, I mean,
maybe but you could like make some... that whole roof a screen and nobody would notice.
That's true. You could do a screen as opposed to just squared colored, I'm assuming, LEDs. Like, you could make it an actual screen. That's a good point. Maybe some confetti that comes up from the floor.
Mike in our YouTube chat says, Oh crap, Josh is back.
Oh crap.
He is.
Did you just get here?
Probably. I wasn't here Monday.
Mike? Yeah, he just showed up.
Okay. I was curious. I was like, he's been here the entire time, and we're like halfway through. But I don't know. I probably never watch it, if I'm being honest.
Ben Bailey.
Benjamin Ray Bailey.
Yeah, that's what guest 668 in the chat said also.
Yeah, I just had to refresh the chat, so it just popped up.
But yeah, I'm not going to go out and watch Cash Cab. I watched it back in the day when I watched regular television and I lived at home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live in that era anymore, and I will not seek out Cash Cab.
What do you call the place you live in now?
Home. Home is where your heart is.
But you're not watching it because there's nothing else on, and that's just the best thing. That is not the photo.
Yeah, sure. That's the story.
That is the story.
It's fine. You already navigated away from it.
Yeah. So, anyways, this Tuesday, April 4th. There you go, John.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah.
Did you see what Carla said?
I think that's exactly a great Louis C.K. picture.
It is.
It's actually better than the one you picked.
It is. The one I picked was just him on stage smirking with the mic in his face. This one's way better. But Louis C.K. has a new Netflix special coming out April 4th. That's this
next
coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm excited. I didn't know it was coming this soon, and then all of a sudden just like, hey, it's in a couple of days. So pleasantly surprised.
I love Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah. Have all of you guys watched all the Dave Chappelle specials yet?
I have.
No. They're good. The second one's better.
First one's heavier, second one's funnier.
Yeah, I agree.
I saw someone post today that, like, Dave Chappelle isn't doing very well in 2017. I was like, he doesn't care. Whatever you had to say, he doesn't give shit.
Dave Chappelle made $60 million for those two plus an additional special from Netflix.
Yep, he's got one more coming out.
Yeah, $60 million. Dave Chappelle is doing banging in 2017.
The Austin, Texas one is better. He's like, y'all see that Ray Rice video? And no one says anything. He's like, I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, the second one is way funnier.
He's like, if you blow in this, we'll let you leave. Set him up. Let's do this. Yeah. let it ride.
Hey, maybe just listen to this. What if we just cut off our dicks, get them turned into vaginas, and then trick motherfuckers to have sex with us? What? Like, it's so fucking funny.
Do you owe it to this community man, I've been out of work for 10 years. I've had to watch Key and Peele do my show every night. He was heated about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he left for a couple reasons, right? Dave Chappelle did?
Mm-hmm.
One of them was, like, an out with Comedy Central, and then another one was, like religious reasons or something? Or he went to Africa for some reason.
He went to South Africa.
Yeah. To hide from everybody.
Yeah, because he just couldn't handle fame. Well, he actually, because I watched a bunch of interviews with him after the specials. Wow. He did. that was apparently afterwards, supposedly. Oh. But he also lives in, like, rural
Ohio.
Kentucky. Or it's Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an issue with creative control over his show, too?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the out with Comedy Central was.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Still a millionaire.
Are
you kidding me?
He can still just show up somewhere and make more money than we do in a year.
Well, and apparently he had filmed those two specials before he knew he was going to sell them or anything.
To Netflix? Yeah.
So Netflix was just like,
We'll take them.
Give us three specials, here's $60 million. And in his interview, he's just like, here you go.
That's awesome.
I like Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle is so rich, the man would never have to do anything again.
Shit, one of his production companies, when Dave Chappelle's show ended, it was, I'm rich, bitch.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they were asking him one time on a talk show where he'd been and all this stuff, you know, and then people were saying, well, don't you need to work? And he's just like, I never need to work.
I'm good.
I'm pretty sure that's the same for Louis C.K.
At this point, for sure.
I mean, the dude wrote for several different shows aside from doing his stand-up.
And a show of his own.
Yeah, a show of his own.
There's like two or maybe three shows called Louis or some kind of play on his name that's his show.
Louis won an Emmy.
Mm.
I mean, Louis shit. Is good.
What about Louis back in the day?
He does another show, too.
Yeah. Okay, that was that fat guy, right?
That blonde kid.
He does another show, too, with that with the girl from Louis, the dark-haired girl. I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know her name.
But yeah, she's got a show that's current, I think, right now that he writes.
She does. So. She does.
Yeah.
Well,
it's her and like her kids, the daughter. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same character?
No.
Just the actress.
It's just a different.
Okay.
Yeah, same actress. Yeah. Right.
I've only seen like two episodes of Louis.
It's good. Some of them are kind of fucking dark.
Louis probably just enjoys writing.
Some of them are kind of fucking real.
Yeah,
probably good friends.
Yeah.
The one where he steals... Did you see the one where he got caught smoking pot?
I think so.
It was like a two-part episode about him as a kid. He caught his daughter smoking pot.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it, no.
Yeah.
Garrett's got a man bun.
I don't know. It just stuck there. It just sat, and I was like, all right.
In a man bun?
You can sit.
I don't think I've ever used it. Did you shower today?
No.
Yeah. Oh, she's dead.
So it was actually a few minutes ago, but Mike... In our YouTube chat wants to point out that everyone is wearing black and gray except for Josh with his bright-ass red shirt. LOL.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, but I think it matches the logo perfectly. Yes. So.
And the backdrop.
I feel like it was just all... I feel like that was part of the plan.
It was.
Yeah.
We coordinated our outfits.
We're going to have red screen.
Got to
Josh, you only see his arms and his head.
My hair goes in and out. Garrett's hair goes in and out. So why is there a dead person on screen?
Well, yeah, I don't understand. Two stories coming from Disney and Star Wars.
They just realized Leia's dead? Or...
Well, no, but her death has to do with one of them.
Okay. So they're doing a hologram show?
No, we'll talk about this one first.
That is a fake picture of her.
They did...
Really?
Yeah, that's concept art.
Yeah, it's concept art.
That's not a real picture.
That's sure not her at all.
Airbrush to hell?
No, that's not a real picture. Have you ever... No, that's not really
her. It's not, but it's a pretty good picture, so that's why I chose it.
It's like Tarkin from Rogue One. It's...
But she was done with her parts in episode 8, and so Disney CEO confirmed that however the character will be dealt with in episode 9. So that storyline is not being written into 8. We kind of pretty much all assumed that from what they had already said about her death, but that's final confirmation. I imagine that in the beginning of 9, something will happen and she'll get killed. But the main story here is Disney CEO also said that Disney plans on doing Star Wars movies through 2030.
That's ambitious. That's more so than Marvel's doing with theirs. They're going to end it like 2025.
Really? I didn't realize they put an end date on it yet.
Well, yeah, I think back before Phase 2 ended, what's his name? Kevin Feige said that they had planned out to 2020, But then after the success of Avengers 2, they were like, ah, we'll fucking go for it whenever.
2025.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. That still means eight more years of Marvel movies.
And then what are they going to do? Just stop making them?
I mean, probably that's how they stopped making money. They stopped. Well, I guess you can't say they stopped making other movies because 20 years later they come back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they ran out of ink for printing money.
At that point, it'll be Mickey's mouse face on the $1,000 bill.
Yeah, right. Inflation's gotten that bad.
Disney just printed that much money; they needed a new note. But yeah, so Star Wars movies so through 2030.
That means
into the 2030s. So it could be 2039 when we get the last one.
So Episode 9 won't be until 2020, because 8 is 2019, because Episode 7 is this year or 8 is this year,
and then we have Han Solo. Yeah, so 2019. Yeah.
So that means they're either going to go expanded universe or go into 10, 11, and 12.
I read that after 9, the saga of the Skywalkers is over. And
fucking thank you!
It'll just be extended universe.
Okay, so...
Which I'm fine with,
because... All of Star Wars drama is centered around one family.
Yeah. Fucking then, everything up.
And then they halfway through it, they rope the Solos in, and then they screw that family up, too.
That fucked is fucked up, man.
Right? That is a toxic relationship if I've
They're
ever seen
They're just a toxic family.
Exactly.
I was gonna say, that's a toxic family for the entire galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Planets have died because of the goddamn Skywalkers.
Daddy, what happened
to Alderaan?
So
who fucked up the Skywalkers?
Watto. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe he touched him.
Yeah, why is Anakin a slave? Or is
because his
a slave?
Mom was a slave.
Why is his mom a slave? Maybe we'll get an extended
Dirty.
Universe movie.
Because of the Sith.
Grandma Skywalker.
Slut.
She had to slave herself for her whoring debts.
Yeah.
Her whoring debts because she just couldn't get away.
I can't she was stop whoring.
Can't stop buying whores.
Yeah,
that's
she was buying fucking
debt.
She's buying she whores.
She's buying Rodians and being like, oh.
Whoring so she can buy whores?
Yeah.
That seems fucking
And then she got into too much debt.
Name Anakin's mom.
I'm whoring to buy more whores.
Her last name's obviously Skywalker. What's her first name?
Horcrux. Fucking to fuck.
No. Does anybody in this room know what Anakin's mom's name
trying
is?
Trying to think of it.
Elizabeth?
No.
Sarah.
There's four letters.
Jessica.
Mary.
Allie.
No.
Rue.
No.
Mary.
Rue has three letters.
I know. Unless not if you spell it with a G-H.
Tig.
Shmi
Skywalker.
Shmi, what about me?
God, is this Hook?
Shmi, what about me? Shmi.
So we got two more bad movie picks.
Yeah.
Shmi them on over.
God.
So from Facebook, Kyle Young says Kazam.
Thank you, Kyle.
Oh. Shaq movie is a genie. Oh.
Yeah. I love that movie as a kid, and I know I'm going to hate it as an adult.
That's right.
And his wife, Denise, puts in Spice World.
Oh.
Oh.
You know Somebody how many times I've like seen us. That movie?
Twice?
A lot.
Far more than any boy should have.
Is that Wreck-It Ralph?
We have a sister.
No, it wasn't even my sister. It was
trying
an evil cousin.
Along?
Oh, you sure this wasn't what? You?
Trying to move things along.
I thought we were done there. Just bringing up the next story.
We're always talking about Spice World, man. We're trying to relish in his misery.
So, Wreck-It Ralph 2 has its release date. And I need to pull it up because that image doesn't tell me.
A basketball with a sorting hat on top.
1 second, everybody.
It's 2018.
Yeah, March 9th, 2018 is what it is. So it's coming along. Obviously, no trailer, no art or anything from it yet, but they did release the date.
I also it says like Heroes Duty. I thought it said Herpes Duty. I was like, what the fuck is in the top right corner?
Herpes Duty.
It's purple, like, weird fucking
rhino.
Sore rhino.
Garrett, who's that purple rhino from?
Heroes Duty.
He's not in a game.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, yeah, you're right. Some of the characters were in a game. Some of the characters weren't in a
game. Yeah, because like everybody on the left is in a game. Yeah. Everybody on the right, except for the ghost, is a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ghost from?
That's Pac-Man.
Oh. obviously, the next one will probably have even more known video game characters in it.
Dots?
But,
Do you know who plays King Candy in the first one?
No, I never
saw Alan Tudyk. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
That's Tydic? Alan Tudyk.
But that's pretty much it for Wreck-It Ralph. March 9th, 2018 is when we will get that.
James in our live chat says, sup, guys. All right. My pick is Noah again. Hope you pull my movie this week.
Kurt Russell's Noah? Yeah.
No. Kurt Russell?
No.
No, you mean the other guy. Russell Crowe.
Yeah, sorry. Lenny's got me all tripped up.
Lenny?
In your defense, Kurt Russell and Russell Crowe is pretty much just switching the first letters.
It was, no, Lenny, when I was asking,
Russell's
I was like,
the same
Lenny,
name.
You don't know who Kurt Russell right, is? And Lenny goes, wasn't he in Gladiator? And I started laughing, and I thought he was trolling me, and then he turned around, and he was, like, so serious. And then I was just like, and then he smiled. He's like, I really don't know. He's like, wasn't he in Gladiator? And then I was just like, no, that's Russell Crowe. And then I totally fucking just did what Lenny did. Hear that, Lenny? Sweet, sweet revenge, my friend, for you.
It's like revenge he'll never know about, like a hacker.
Well, he should listen, you know?
Like, you know, hacking's cool, but you never actually get to see the physical response unless it's someone, like, in the news.
Unless you activate their webcam.
Sure.
I was just thinking of possible ways to see the reaction.
So you haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Why not?
I think I started it one night, fell asleep during the intro, and then never tried again.
You should give it a shot. It's good.
John C. Reilly's the main character. Sarah Silverman's the chick on his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Alan Tudyk's the bad guy. And I don't remember who Fix-It Felix is, but he's also a character actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's also, good. Also, what's her out. Name? Jane Lynch someday. Is the chick in the back right there on the right.
Space Marine.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
She's that movie's fucking mm-hmm. awesome. I saw that one
could
in theaters.
Could they not use Zero Suit Samus? So they just made Space Marine?
No, they could... They have licenses to a lot of games in this. They have mm-hmm. Sonic.
Street Fighter.
Q-Bert, obviously. Pac-Man, obviously. Mm-hmm. They don't have, like, Zelda. They don't have like, Halo or any of the newer games. They do have or a lot Samus. Of the classic games. I mean, Metroid's an older game. Mm-hmm.
They don't have Mario in it, but there's definitely some people you see in the background.
It seems like Nintendo just didn't want them to have their top.
Yeah.
You know, no Zelda, no Mario, no Samus.
Yeah. Nintendo's not in this at all.
Huh?
Nintendo's not in it at all. Pac-Man's yeah. Nintendo.
Namco.
Oh, that's right. It is Namco.
And Sonic is Sega.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it might true. Just
Street
be Nintendo.
Is... It's true. It just Street seems Fighter's like... Capcom. It's true. It just pretty much seems like Sonic's owned by Nintendo nowadays.
Well, he
so.
Is. Yeah. Nintendo owns Sega, and they own Rare. No, Microsoft owns Rare.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why Rare. Nothing's been done with them in forever.
Yep.
So, moving along...
We talked about this last week, or 2 weeks ago.
This is a follow-up to that story.
It's going
to
be rated R?
No, we got a release date for it, and we got production kind of a timeline. So it starts filming this fall. We're talking about the Venom movie that's coming out. It starts filming this fall, and it is set to be in October around Halloween release.
That's the actor's real mouth, by the way.
Yes, and it is set to be an action sci-fi horror movie.
Aliens.
Exactly what I got from that as well, actually.
Aliens.
Yeah. Which, a Venom movie done in the vein of Aliens would be fucking awesome.
Do you think, does that mean they take it to Venom, the symbiote's home planet? Or do they keep it on Earth?
We keep it on Earth, but maybe Spider-Man's not in it.
There is
just
a symbiote planet.
Yeah.
Like, he's from somewhere.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I think it makes more sense that, like, it either latches onto a spaceship in space or makes it to Earth and then proceeds
on like a meteor or something.
Yeah. You might have a better perspective on this than anyone else. Do you think that they'll keep it in New York, or will they actually go the route that Venom moved to San Francisco for a number of years?
And was became his own, a protector.
Was his own lethal protector. He killed the shit out of people.
Yeah,
but he
called himself the lethal protector.
Yeah. But he was a badass in his own right. It was just before Carnage.
Yeah.
Like, he came back because of Carnage.
I would honestly think that this one is going to be more New York, and he's going to be the bad guy. I think if it does well and they do a sequel, they might try and push the character that way.
Carnage is like the way more crazier version of Venom,
yeah, because right? it's a symbiote that latched onto a
serial killer.
A serial killer. Psychopathic okay.
Cletus,
serial killer.
Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah.
Oh god, anybody with the name Cletus. Sweet Jesus.
Hey,
I love you, Cletus.
Guess what race he is?
Oh, I don't know, Cletus.
Honky.
He's fucking white.
Of course he is. Cletus. Come on,
so that's why Carnage is such a...
it's a fun name to say,
terror.
Though. I can't deny it.
Cletus?
I would never name a child Cletus.
But, Cletus
but God,
is fun
man,
to say.
Cletus is fun to say. And you feel like you instantly become
Dewey
more
either.
Redneck every time you repeat that name. You're like, Cletus, Cletus.
Would you ever name a kid Dewey?
No.
Huey, yeah. Dewey, Louie? Louie I get. Huey I get.
I get Lewis, and Louie is a nickname.
Yeah.
But you know, never
not Louis.
Yeah.
Dewey. Straight out. What's Dewey short for?
Dewis.
Oh, I walked into that. That was pretty good.
Mike put in his bad movie pick.
Which is?
Movie 43.
Okay.
Really? That's not a bad movie.
It's got 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Oh, that's rough. That is rough stuff.
They call it 43 because there's 43 scenes or 43 actors in it. I can't remember what it is.
Well, it says there's 12 directors
that
contribute to this collection of outrageous spoofs and stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got
a series of vignettes.
It's got
that could be fun.
It's got a 4.3 on IMDb and an 18% on Metacritic.
Yeah.
Oh, that is rough.
I never saw it.
He also wants to know who's going to go watch Ghost in the Shell tomorrow.
Nope.
Yep.
Tomorrow?
You gonna review it for us?
Yeah, I'm going with Peter and Lenny in Seattle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There is actually, I almost put it in the news, the original creator of Ghost in the Shell thinks that everybody that's bitching about whitewashing needs to shut their mouth. And he was just like, that's not her original name or her original body. How do you know she's not something else completely? So in this world, it makes
that's a good point.
You know,
thank you, creator, for being
understanding.
Honest?
Yeah,
yeah.
What's next?
That's a good question.
Oh, Spider-Man!
Oh, yes. Dude, that looks so good.
Spider-Man, the second Spider-Man.
Yeah, you like the Jesus imagery? Is that what's going on?
Yes, he does.
Dude, he's being, like, ripped in half trying to hold a boat together.
By nails on the cross.
Yeah.
So,
webs on the boat.
Why wouldn't you just pin the boat to the other side of the boat?
He does.
He does.
The whole way down.
I know, I see that, but why would you even think that, like...
He's trying to pull them together.
Yeah.
He's super strong.
Yeah, he's
holding... His web is awesome. It's not that awesome.
Yeah, and it doesn't, like, self-retract and pull the boat back. He's got to do it.
The Spider-Man Homecoming trailer came out.
Statue of Liberty in the background there?
I didn't notice until I started looking. Yeah.
Right. I didn't notice at some point. Yeah.
It's the second trailer that we've gotten. This one has a lot of new footage in it, especially of the Vulture, who looks fucking amazing, in my opinion. I think he looks super cool. And
Michael Keaton.
Excuse me. We get more Robert Downey Jr. I'm actually curious as to how much Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie.
I imagine like 5 scenes.
Right, but they're playing the shit out of him in the trailer.
Yes.
Well, that's how you hype it.
Oh, yeah,
and absolutely. I'm actually glad. I hope they hype it and you never see him.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this trailer, you do see him. Actually, in this scene, they did something that I thought was really cool, where Iron Man puts a bunch of little mini thrusters on one side of it to help try and rock the boat back over to meet up with the other half.
Yeah,
yeah, and then he scolds Peter at the end.
Yeah.
What if someone died? Fuck you, man. You killed, like, 18,000 people.
Yeah,
right? You're not crazy through New York.
City was lifted from the ground.
Yep. He used to be an arms dealer.
Right?
That's a good point.
Like,
he literally sold things for bombing.
Iron Man has literally no ground to stand on when it comes to, like, judging people for how dangerous their lifestyle is.
He's a better man now.
Right? Dude, what happened to your girlfriend, dude? You gave her Extremis, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
What's Extremis?
In Iron Man 3, Pepper Potts gets superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then she's gone.
What powers does she get?
She gets the same powers as the villain. Like, she gets the super heated, conductive, like...
She can make people blow up.
Actually, she looks like she has an iron fist.
Actually, yeah.
Man, why don't
That's
I remember
it.
That?
That's what Kunlun is. It's where Extremis came from.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
I was, like, looking at how the webs were all done. I was just curious to see how they look.
I mean,
blurry.
Zoomed in and pixely.
Yeah.
I like his webbing in this. They totally take it to the original story of his. He made it.
Yeah, web shooters.
Yeah, like Garrett, I kind of envy you. Like in that scene in Rick and Morty, where like you haven't heard of the Cog Wars. Oh, I envy you.
Yeah.
Like I envy that you haven't seen Civil War yet, because his scene in Civil War introduces his whole character without having to do anything with Uncle Ben or any of the normal origin story stuff, and they totally go over where his webbing comes from, and it's just like a thrown away line.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at it, and you're like, holy shit, his webbing was created by like a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And it's this strong.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And the trailer's really fucking cool. If you guys haven't seen it, go see it. This will be the last trailer I watch.
Yeah, I think so too. They're giving away a lot in this.
Exactly.
Like, they give away what Tony does in, as far as taking the suit away.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they show the last fight.
Yeah, the final fight, he doesn't have his normal...
Bat suit, yeah.
The bat suit?
I said that suit.
A lot of people on Reddit were pissed that they showed that Tony is the one that helps him with this scene with the boat.
Yeah, why would you spoil that?
That's yeah.
True. Why would you spoil that? That's like showing that Darth Maul's got a double-bladed lightsaber.
Yeah, they should have just ended it showing him holding the... Yeah.
I agree with you on that. That is that's a cool part, but I would have loved to have been surprised with that.
I'm really trying to sell the Iron Man.
Is nobody else going to comment on how this is exactly like Spider-Man 2 and how he stopped the train?
We are going to
forget. But
better.
I think that's the point, though.
It could be, though.
This is how you should have done it.
I don't know. That was a pretty cool scene.
It was.
When he was in front, he was like...
Yeah, I like that Spider-Man.
Yeah, I wish they would have had a spider
mask
on him.
Yeah.
He's making some like he hadn't pooped in months face.
It was rough.
It was.
Let's end it there.
Alright.
Yeah. And oh.
So that clown is creepy.
That's Tim Curry, isn't it?
No.
That's not Tim Curry?
No, that's the new clown.
Okay.
Yeah. So it got its big trailer release.
Right?
And it looks scary.
No, that might be Tim Curry.
Fuck.
I think it is. But
I think
I don't
you're
know.
Right.
Someone look
the
it up.
Dimples. The dimples make me think Tim Curry.
Yeah, I've never seen this movie. I couldn't finish the first one.
Cannot wait to see this movie.
The new clown looks a bit
scarier.
Yeah.
Well, he is a demon clown.
Tim and Curry was scary.
Thinner. I was gonna say.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, slender, more feminine than Tim Curry.
Which that's hard to do.
I know.
Because this, like, Tim Curry's It was during the time of the transvestite from Transylvania. It was the same era. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be Tim Curry with those dimples.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think it is.
Anyway.
he's got a googly eye and everything, man.
No, it totally is Tim Curry. Otherwise, it's Tyler.
Yeah. The googly eye kind of makes it a little creepier. To be completely honest.
Is he looking at me or is he looking at Bobby?
Did somebody remaster this image then?
No, this is from the new movie.
They're saying it's Tim Curry from the old one.
Yeah.
It looks like Tim. They did a really good job.
God, it's creepy on two levels.
Yeah.
Maybe the eye is edited so it looks like Tim Curry.
That's a weird...
Where did you pull this image from?
So, what can we say about it?
Empire
it is,
or something like that?
Awesome. Probably Stephen King's, aside from Carrie, most well-known novel.
It's definitely one of them. Dark Tower.
Like, yeah. Those are like the three. It, Carrie, and The Dark Tower.
I don't know. There's so many. I know them so well. It's hard to know which ones.
Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
Firestarter.
That's Carrie. That's... The book is called Firestarter, but Carrie is based
it's the
on,
movie of it. Yeah,
is Christine?
No, yeah. Firestarter was its own movie.
I think they remade it.
Is that two?
No, with Drew Barrymore. Firestarter.
Look it up.
The one where she's like the creepy.
I think the book is just Carrie, isn't it?
The creepy girl for the professor.
I believe you, but there's a movie called Firestarter.
But I don't know that movie really has any. I think it's more like a
spiritual
like
successor.
Yeah, or a ripoff.
Isn't
kind
it?
Of,
the,
you know.
It might have been a ripoff.
I was gonna say the Drew Barrymore one. Isn't that the creepy one where she's like after her professor and like blackmailing him and shit, like all kinds of crazy stuff?
Isn't that? Like
I don't think
lovely
so.
Things.
I guess I'll
like
look
heavenly creatures.
Oh,
it's
fucking
it.
I don't know, man.
I have no data left.
Either way, like it is
the
up there, like household names of horror, and there's no way this movie's not going to do crazy good. And I've even read that. I read that Stephen King is in more support of this one than he was of the last one.
Really?
Yeah, because the opening scene in the trailer is a kid. Following a boat down a rainy roadway, essentially, and it goes into a sewer. And I was watching the trailer with my stepdad, who's a big Stephen King fan, and he said, this is straight out of the book. This is like I'm reading it back again in the 1980s. I was like, really? And he goes, I read this book when I was in a barracks in Germany, and I could not use the restroom at night. I would have to hold it until the sun came up. I was like, really? That bad? And he goes, this is a scary book.
This is scary, but I don't think you understand.
Yeah. So he's like, if it hits that, then it's got to be something worthwhile for a fan of Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
He's so, like, jonesing for this movie now. He's like, I'm going to go see this in the
he's
theater.
He's like, I don't want to pee at nighttime ever again. I can't wait.
He's like, too bad I'm 50 and I have to, but
there was that meme on Reddit that was like, wife asked me to take out the trash, and I told her I was too tired. But in reality, I was just too afraid to go outside in the dark because I saw the new It trailer.
No.
Yeah.
So Firestarter is a movie. Mm. It's
yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, and it is the one with Drew Barrymore, but a couple who are participated in a potent medical experiment gain telekinetic ability, and then have a child who is pyrokinetic.
Yeah. Oh.
So I don't know if it has anything to do with...
No, so it's just a ripoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because yeah. There's Carrie, and then there's Carrie, too, whose daughter, who is Carrie's daughter, and yeah. She's...
But Carrie wasn't pyro...
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
I thought she was just telekinetic.
So Mike made this comment back when we were talking about Spider-Man still, but he says, Garrett has never seen Civil War. He should be banned from bad flicks until he watches it.
Okay, Mike, we'll take that under advisement.
Whoa. Mike, there's something else you need to know. Garrett hasn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I think you should be banned for Guardians before Civil War.
No, you're banned from comics proof for that.
You should just watch Guardians because it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
So's The Matrix.
And you've seen it.
What's your point?
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
So
we should watch it.
Firestarter is a science fiction novel by Stephen King, first published in 1980 in July and August of 1980. Two excerpts. Hang on.
So they're both Stephen King stories. Okay. Is what we're getting.
He just ripped himself off.
Firestarter is the novel that the movie Carrie is based on.
Gotcha.
So what's this dope-ass Batgirl art for?
Well.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Joss Whedon is
Joss Whedon.
No, Joss Whedon is now going to direct a standalone Batgirl movie.
Yes, thank you. For WB, for Warner Brothers. It'll fit into their DCEU.
No, it will not fit into their DCEU.
I'm pretty sure it said that it was going to.
That's what standalone means. Standalone means it's on its own.
Standalone could just mean that there's no other heroes in it, but it's still part of their world.
Maybe.
So Joss Whedon is doing a standalone Batgirl movie.
I've seen a lot of polarization on this announcement.
I am optimistically excited.
So Joss Whedon, obviously, his forte is strong female characters.
Yes.
The only time that's been different is in Firefly, but you could argue like half of the cast of Firefly is strong female characters.
And all like drastically different strong female characters.
Drastically?
Drastically.
But yeah, this is Jurassically. His thing. Fucking... Buffy, even Angel to an extent. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Angel a spinoff of
Buffy? Yeah, it is, but he was still in charge of it.
He was such a pretty girl.
Dollhouse, Sarah Connor Chronicles, like all of those.
Mm-hmm. I think Joss Whedon could pull it off. We'll see what happens, though. Like I said, I'm hopefully optimistic, we'll see what happens with it. I think it would be rad to get a Batgirl movie. Especially because, like, Batgirl's got a pretty in-depth story. Oh, they would definitely go Barbara Gordon.
Okay, so...
Is
it the Batgirl of Burnside, where she moved to Portland for a little while and became a hipster?
Is it going to be the one where Batman bangs her?
Like in Killing Joke, which was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, they needed to fill out the story.
No, they didn't! Batman have to bang Batgirl? It didn't make any sense.
You have a tattoo there.
No, it hurt.
You really hit that booty, man.
Stop it.
Yeah, this movie is a ways out, though, so don't expect it anytime soon. I mean,
yeah, it was just announced.
It's just announced, yeah.
What in the hell is going on in the background?
She's on a ship, isn't she?
No, there's a Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, but it's on the shore.
There's a ski lift?
That's a gondola.
Whatever.
It's the Sky Circus, duh.
It could be just like a gondola to the pier. It's from the Arkham series.
Yeah, this is from Arkham fucking city Knight makes or something like that.
No sense whatsoever. Like, it's super fun to play in, but no one would ever build a fucking city that way.
Yeah. Have you seen the plans for Seattle? There's two architects, and they both hated each other, so they just designed their own parts of the city. That's why Denny Way is fucking kind of perpendicular to the rest of everything else in Seattle.
Got you good, other architect.
Fuck yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Silly.
It is silly.
All the news?
Yeah. It's a light week.
Das ist alles?
I don't know. It's not a light week.
It's 7:59, so I think that was plenty of news.
Anybody got any other suggestions for bad films?
Yes, we have one from Facebook.
What did your fucking pop-up just say? Did it say smoke weed?
What?
Nothing.
No?
Cool.
I
can just read what is going on your phone.
Kicked in the head.
Okay.
From who?
Nick Brady, guy I used to work with.
Huh. You ever heard? Never Sal anybody?
Salamandistron. The Brian Jakes book?
I'm glad somebody got that.
Yeah. Did you Redwall and.
No, I read them all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I totally know. Okay, yeah.
There's probably more, but I think there was like 23 when I read them all.
Yeah. Insane. Because they were like offshoots, right? But it was it was all based on around that one mouse at the Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Matthias. Matthias, something like that.
Yeah.
But like all the stories revolve around him in some way, except for Salamandistron revolves
which is
around
about
the Badgers.
The Badger, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were always like the big hares. Kings and stuff.
I love that the hares are with the Badgers. Yeah. And they're all British.
Yeah.
Okay, all I don't know. Badgers. Okay, my bad. Somebody's an Anaconda. Okay,
that's,
good.
For
bad movie.
Bad movie.
That
Anaconda.
Is not a bad movie.
That is a horrible movie.
Yeah, terrifyingly bad.
John
movie.
Voight cannot keep his whatever accent that is standard throughout the whole movie. Like he changes.
Anaconda's
back to
a part of my childhood, and it'll never be bad to me. It is.
What did you
they
say?
They roll
about
out the snakeskin man, and they're like, "Oh,
I hope there's it gets another... picked so you can have that
Kazam
dream crush."
You just said like Kazam. You watched that, and you loved it growing up. That's gonna be a terrible movie.
That one I don't even remember. Whereas Anaconda, I know that.
Do
I
Do you
still...
remember what Kazam came out of? A jukebox.
Yeah. Because he's a black genie.
Terrible.
Where all black genies come from? Jukeboxes. Duh.
Wow, John, you're a racist.
You know the origin of genie? Do you know where it comes from?
A
jukebox.
A djinn, yeah.
Yeah.
Middle East.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're actually demons.
They're tricksters. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. That's why you have to be very specific with your wish.
Yep. Yes.
Or
you have to have a high wisdom score.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's still just called djinn because DJ makes a j.
Djinn.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, actually, speaking of that, I'm watching a show right now called The Magicians. And
The magicians.
The last of the magicians.
I bit my tongue. A couple of the characters.
You're so fucking weird.
build a small little distillery, and they go to distill some magical gin, but they ended up distilling
a
magical
gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they create a genie on accident.
Nice. Do they have to shackle him, or is he already shackled?
No, but one of the girls makes a wish that this guy will go back to where he's... It can read your mind for your wish.
Mm-hmm.
And so they find her wish was actually, I want that guy to go back to wherever he came from and polish some other knob. So they cut to that dude later in the show, and he's at home blowing the doorknob. Because he's polishing a knob.
No, I got the joke, Adam.
So there's literally a scene with this dude on his
we're
knees.
We're not you.
Just
Salamandistron? Is that your.
Salamandistron.
No, it's a book.
It's a book.
Oh. What's
what
your,
is
pick?
Your pick? Kazam? Nice.
Yeah, you guys got me. For bad movies?
Yeah.
Wow, you like haven't thought about
most,
it in
most
a whole
of
week.
Your,
I figured we'd have enough that we didn't
library.
Need ours. How many do we have?
Like
it's like
three.
Six. If you include mine. Seven.
Okay.
Nine.
Speed 2.
That's a good one. The boat.
It's
what did
a,
you
it's
put
a
it?
Good movie or a good it. Bad movie?
It's a good pick.
Okay. I was like, wait, what are you trying
we
to
do? We have make? Eight with Josh's.
Oh, wow.
Nine
need
total.
Us.
I don't think we need ours.
Yeah.
Nine total. What was the ninth one?
Oh, I thought that was the ninth one you're just touching now.
No, this one's mine.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, we're good with...
Yeah.
So go ahead and read them off, Gerdus. You toss them into the box if you'd be so kind, sir.
Nope.
All
okay.
Right.
Well,
that was short.
We
tried, folks.
Got trolls.
Ah, that was mine.
Hey, Lenny.
No, this is like the fucking head trolls. The...
Zombievers. I'm actually really proud of this one. You want to show this one to the audience?
Oh wow, that's a not bad beaver.
I know, right? I'm actually kind
he
of proud
of
that.
Drew a vagina, is what he did.
Yeah, just a giner.
Can they see it?
Pretty good. Yeah. Kind of small, but it's in focus.
Kind of small.
At least it's in focus.
Why are we laughing about that as far as beavers go? Wouldn't you want a small one? She's got a big pussy.
I mean, depends on what I'm trying to do with it, really. Like, if I'm trying to stick my whole dome piece in it, I don't want a small pussy.
Your whole head?
Yes, what? My whole head.
What?
Hey, man. I'm going to go back to reading these movies.
Just go back to reading movies, man.
Kazam.
Basketball with magic?
It's kind of on fire. It's got Gogeta hair.
This is not
it's
NBA
not a basketball
Jam.
Movie.
Yeah, it is.
Is it a basketball movie?
Shaq
he
is in it.
He throws basketballs, doesn't he?
Just because Shaq is in it doesn't mean it's a basketball movie.
What is that, racist?
It kind of does. What movie is Shaq in that it isn't a basketball movie?
I'm trying to think of another athlete that isn't a movie that's not based about that sport, and I'm
As
coming
always.
Up with nothing.
Absolutely nothing, yeah. Spice World.
Nice, thanks, Denise.
It's a couple salt and pepper shaker.
Oh my god, I love that girl. That makes me so happy.
You should hold that one up.
Yeah, show that one off.
You should put some cumin in there for fun, or thyme.
Well, it doesn't
focus
like
that. Really
saw
it that time. Yeah. Noah?
You gotta wrinkle it up, Adam.
Did you draw a boat?
Oh yeah, we should wrinkle them up.
So while you guys wrinkle them up, I'll spin for genre.
Sounds yeah, it's
good.
Not done yet.
He's not done reading them yet.
Let me guess, it's gonna be.
Oh,
bad
sorry,
movie.
I thought you were.
We've got movie 43.
You just draw 4 and a 3.
No, I drew a bunch of
question marks. Because what the fuck is that?
I have no fucking
clue. A bunch of little vignettes.
Cool. I don't know what to draw for that. Like, I should have just vignetted the card.
It looks like a love story, kind of.
Too late.
Kicked in the head. Little foot kicking a smiley face.
It's a frowny face.
But it's in the shape of a smiley face.
Or is a smiley face in the shape of a frowny face?
That's what I said.
No, you said it the other way.
Anaconda.
That is a dog, sir.
Who's going to come take you to Boner Town?
That was blatantly a penis.
Ooh, look, a rainbow. Do me on it.
All right. I guess it's time to spin for genre.
All right, let me spin.
Yeah, what do we got over there, Captain Twirly
Pants?
Do me on.
Drama.
All right.
Yay. Nice. Oops.
What Panties? Is going What's on here?
Somebody's... Josh has lost it in the chat, clearly.
John is going apeshit.
All right. I'm just looking at him weird now.
We need some movie picking music now.
Dirt. Da, da. It sounds like that, though.
Why? Why does it sound like that?
Pick it, Josh. Go ahead. Even though you gotta... Don't look in there. Look away! Look away! I'm hideous!
Cheating.
Don't make eye contact!
I hope it's Anaconda so everyone can see the dong.
It's movie 43.
Movie nice! 43!
All right. I'm gonna hold that up for the audience, Adam.
The question mark almost looks like you drew it on the back.
I did draw it on the back.
Oh, did you just trace it?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
Done.
Look, right back. Done. 42.
Done.
So you guys don't think we're cheating and want to watch really crappy movies.
Hey, a bunch of vignettes could be a lot of fun.
Not as fun as Anaconda.
Yeah. Anaconda's a good movie.
Making John watch Anaconda again would have been great.
It's not even been that long since I've seen it, like maybe 9 months.
There's a riff tracks of it. It's amazing.
Is there?
It's amazing.
I need to keep working through their catalog.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Oh, do you know what's amazing is how much they spent per second on the fucking snake.
I know, yeah.
The snake's only on screen for like a minute.
Because you
half.
Can't afford more than that.
No, it's got a good like 5 minutes of screen time, but you're right. It is an exorbitant amount of money. Also, one of the first PG-13 movies.
Oh.
It was like $140,000
or
$150,000
a second. But it followed it closely after that.
CG was new back then.
Let's discuss. This week is Comics Brew's 200th episode.
Yeah, we're celebrating.
Yeah.
We are totally
what are you guys
celebrating.
Doing?
We'll find out.
We're going to blow each other on air.
You're not even there.
What? I totally am. I'm so there.
What?
It'll be an inebriated episode, to
we'll,
say the least.
We'll find out what's going to happen next Monday when that airs.
Be there or be square.
So you guys going to do a bunch of PCP.
Oh, speaking of riff tracks.
A whole gallon.
Speaking of riff tracks.
Way to spoil it, Garrett.
2 weeks
Well,
from
you
today,
let the PCP out for 2 weeks now, so it's kind of spoiled itself.
Anyways, you were saying?
2 weeks from today, the Riff Tracks is doing their first live event this year. Ooh. April 13th, they'll be doing Samurai Cop.
That's a great movie.
No. They ran a Kickstarter over the course of the beginning of this year, and they got fully funded, and their third event this year is going to be a live riff of the classic Doctor Who special, The Five Doctors. Where all five of the original Doctors are together in one episode.
Oh. That's a good episode.
But either way, that's happening in 2 weeks. As far as movies go, Ghost in the Shell's out this week, and then April is going to be...
I'm excited for that.
Excuse me.
Tomorrow night, baby.
April is the last month where there's no more superhero movies, and then following that in May we get Guardians, and it's just going to spiral from there.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Be sure to check out Waiting for Players this week, as it will be one of you guys is producing this time.
Yeah, I'm producing.
And I get to show up with a game or gadget, maybe. So we'll see what happens there. You're going to actually, since I'm producing...
The rotation is on me and Adam, but
yeah.
I mean...
So, yeah, no, go. Yeah, if you guys are... I'll do it next time.
Well, no,
yeah.
No, I was going to say, but since you're
anyways,
in,
I think Bad Flicks is over at this point.
Well, before we... before we
promoting, Garrett. Jesus.
Before we close out, Mike has a couple things he said in the chat.
No.
First, he says Garrett is a Guardians of the Galaxy hater.
True.
Not true.
And then he also says in movie 43, he says Jack Human.
Huge Jackman. Yeah. Yeah, idiot.
Has a pair of balls on his chin.
I'm on board.
Like, is a ball chinian?
Isn't that from Men in Black 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest alien race ever.
No, the ball chinians were great.
They were highly.
I like how you flinched first. That was funny.
I don't know what you're going for. You had like pinchy fingers. They're terrifying. Dude.
Gonna get you.
Crab
gonna
people.
Get you.
Crab people.
Good night,
let's get
everybody.
Out of here.
Zoidberg.
Bye.
Right. Love you guys.
Follow us on Twitter at @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook at badflicks616. You can email the show at contact@badflicks.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live at badflicks.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.